Spring Cleaning the Old Mams. Memories are common as cobwebs. In the corners of the entrance hall we find residues of well wishes, left perhaps by guests before leaving. In the dining room, festooned about a chandelier, a gallimore free of hopes and yens and longings, which we bag and put out to waste. The scullery is cheery enough, but for one regret, so large as to take two of us to carry it out. And in an upstairs bedroom, Esther finds the remnants of a child's cry, which she could not bring herself to throw out, but later treasured in a sandalwood box. A carpet in the drawing room is stained and ruined by dried sorrows, where we sweep promises, expectations and disappointments into neat piles. Jeremy reappears staggering under the weight of a peal of dark brown laughter, which he had found in the attic. And in the summer house after, Jennifer discovers a trove of love, and several bushels of kisses, which she trowels into the flower beds. "Excellent for roses," she says.